Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for August 17th to the 23rd, 2013. While Palestinian-Israeli negotiations get slower than expected, Israeli attacks on West Bank and Gaza communities leave one man killed and dozen injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protests organized at a number of West Bank communities. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has the story.
Anti-wall and settlements protests were organized this week at the villages of Al-Nabi Saleh, Bil'in Na'lin, Central West Bank, and Al-Ma'sara village in Southern West Bank. At the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the wall. Israeli soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at the unarmed protesters. As a result, many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Meanwhile, in the nearby village of Al-Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers used tear gas to suppress the villagers and their supporters before leaving the village. Shortly after, Israeli soldiers stormed the village and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers attacked the residents of Al-Ma'sara and their supporters at the village entrance. Troops used rifle butts and buttons to force people back into the village. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
As Palestinian-Israeli negotiations get slower than expected by the parties concerned, Israeli government endorses a new wave of settlement building in the occupied East Jerusalem. In the Gaza Strip, the Hamas-led government objected to re-implementing a 2005 agreement for operation of border crossings. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari with the details.
In a meeting with Meretz Israeli party members in Ramallah, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas believed that the Palestinian-Israeli talks resumed recently are going very slowly. The president maintained that peace that is based on a two-state solution would lead to a stable peace between Israel and Palestinians. He also said that he would not claim some towns inside Israel that used to be parts of historical Palestine prior to the Israeli occupation of Palestine in 1948. Abbas had always adhered and defended a two-state solution on Palestinian lands occupied by Israel in 1967. These lands include the Gaza Strip, West Bank and East Jerusalem. A three-year stalled peace process resumed this month after Palestinians renounced a long-standing demand that Israel should stop settlements construction. Israeli government endorsed this week a new wave of settlements construction on the occupied East Jerusalem, considered by Palestinians as capital of a future Palestinian state. Washington, patron of the peace process, expressed concern over resumed settlements building, regarding it an obstacle to the two-state solution. In the Gaza Strip, the Hamas-led government objected to reinstallment of 2005's operation agreement of border crossings brokered by United States. Hamas says the agreement did not help Gaza's trade and many Palestinian travelers were barred a crossing due to Israeli monitoring of movement. For IMEMC.org, I'm Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli forces conducted at least 56 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, troops killed one civilian, injured at least 12 others, and kidnapped at least 31 Palestinians, including three children. IMEMC's Grissom Hensley has more.
Maj Lalu, age 22, has been killed after being shot by a live round to the heart by Israeli soldiers invading the northern West Bank city of Jenin on Tuesday at dawn. Local youths clashed with the invading troops who fired rounds of live ammunition, killing Lalu and wounding five others. Dozens were also treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. On Monday, Shalash Hamamra, age 22, suffered wounds from a bullet in the left leg during an Israeli incursion into Jabaa village, south of Jenin. On Thursday, a 21-year-old civilian was wounded by a bullet to the left leg fired by Israeli soldiers. The soldiers invaded Daisha refugee camp in Bethlehem City, southern West Bank, and clashed with local youth. In Jerusalem this week on Tuesday, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded Silwan town, south of Al-Aqsa Mosque, and partially demolished homes of Palestinians under the pretext they were built without a construction permit from the army. On Monday, Israeli army bulldozers destroyed a Bedouin village east of occupied East Jerusalem. According to residents of Al-Kabana, soldiers and bulldozers arrived Monday morning to force people out of their tents and then leveled them all. The army claims that the homes were built without permission from the military. This week in Gaza, Israeli forces stationed along the border fence east of Jabalia in the northern Gaza Strip opened fire on Tuesday at a group of boys who were about 300 meters away from the fence in between Al-Shuhada Cemetery and Abu Safia area east of Jabalia. As a result, two children from Jabalia camp were wounded. For IMEMC News, this is Grayson Hensley.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for August 17th to the 23rd, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Seamus Sloan-White and me, Ghassan Bannoura.